Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Ebling and You, 1320. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. And that is Ari Adler, Director of Corporate Relations and Corporate Communications, for Delta Dental. And we are talking about a very interesting program for Lansing area dentists and the medical community, partnering for blood pressure screening. Hello, Ari. How are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm doing great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this program and where did it originate?
Well, it's a pilot project that we have pulled together with it's Delta Dental along with the Ingham Regional Medical Center and the Michigan Primary Care Association and a handful of area dentists at this point.
How many?
We have seven at this time, and we're looking to expand that within the Lansing area and then possibly in other areas of the state as we start to push forward with this idea. It really got started when we were doing some research and discovered that there are about one in three adults in the United States that have high blood pressure, but that many of them don't realize it until it starts to manifest itself and they see some of the negative consequences of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was some idea about taking advantage of the opportunity we have when people visit their dentist once every 6 months,
mm-hmm.
For, you know, what else could we be screening them for? And this is something that Delta Dental has been working on in different arenas for some time now. We've got some projects underway with University of Michigan looking at doing some diabetes screening. We've got this new project now. We're looking at doing screenings for high blood pressure. And it's something where, again, people a lot of times don't go to their doctor unless they don't feel right. But we're pretty well trained these days. You know, every 6 months we get our reminder and we sit down in that dental chair.
More people go to the dentist than the doctor. And if they're going to the doctor more often than that, then they know there's something wrong.
Well, absolutely. And we want to try to catch this before it becomes a problem. And I should point out, it's important to point out, that we're not having the dentist do any sort of diagnosis. It's simply a screening.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see a reading that they think, you know, causes some concern, they're going to recommend that you go see your primary care physician. And what really is unique about this project that we're trying to push is not only are you going to get a screening, but if the numbers come up a little high, you're going to be it's going to be recommended that you go see your doctor. If you don't have a doctor that you normally go to, we and Ingham Regional Medical Center and others will work to find you a doctor that you can be referred to. And then the final piece of this puzzle is to get a program in place where there can be some follow-up to say, look, you know, we understand you had a high blood pressure reading. You've been referred to a doctor. Did you follow through and go see your doctor, and how are things going? And so it's, I mean, you know, you can go to a drugstore on the corner now and do a blood pressure reading in a machine. But if you don't follow up with that, it's not really doing you any good. And that's what we're trying to get taken care of.
So the screenings we're talking about here, traditionally, we think of the cuff and, you know, you get two readings on your blood pressure. How is this going to be different?
It is really very similar. They're using wrist cuffs. It's a very simple procedure. Delta Dental has actually worked with these dentists to make sure that they have the equipment they need to do this, and we've worked with them on training staff to make sure they're up to speed on all the latest information on this. And it really is a very simple screening. Essentially, it's a small cuff. A lot of people are used to it around your arm, around your bicep. This can go on your wrist. It's a quick reading that they can do while you're sitting in the chair already. And then we just find out if it looks like you have an elevated blood pressure. More than, and we sort of joked about this, a lot of people's blood pressure goes up when you go to the dentist anyway because you can be a little nervous. But there's going to be some standards. And if it looks like there's a concern there, that's when they're going to recommend you go see your doctor.
Yeah, this would be done just before they would bring out a drill for root canals or things.
Right, yeah, I would think it would. Yeah, it's really, and that's the thing, is it's really going to be done when there are just routine exams. And that is the key, is taking advantage of that opportunity. When you already have someone in the chair for a routine examination and a cleaning, you know, and we're encouraging patients and dentists now to talk about oral cancer exams. We're seeing what we can do with some kind of a diabetes screening and now this high blood pressure screening. It's just a great opportunity we should all be taking advantage of.
How often do dentists determine, or maybe I shouldn't say determine, I should say see something which would indicate that there is oral cancer or that there is another problem much beyond tooth decay?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, we have kind of referred a dentist as disease detective sometimes. There's 120 different diseases and symptoms that dentists can spot because of what's going on in your mouth. Oral cancer is on the rise in this country, unfortunately, and so there's been a lot more push lately to do these oral cancer exams.
Why is that, Ari? Why more oral cancer?
Well, that's what we're all trying to figure out. There has been some connection made with this HPV 16 and 18, this human papillomavirus that is very common among people across the U.S., and that there may be some connection to that now in oral cancer. And the concern that's been raised is, you know, traditionally it's been older men that smoked or had chewing tobacco in their lives, you know, for years and years. Right. And now it's not that anymore. You're seeing younger people, you're seeing people in their 30s, you're seeing many more women with oral cancer than we've ever seen before. And so that's a concern. So we're pushing that we should be doing those kind of exams more frequently. And so there's just a lot of things that go on in your mouth that affect the rest of your body and vice versa. They can spot things going on with your overall health just by seeing what's happening with your teeth and your gums.
All right. When is this program? How long is it going to run?
Well, the program has just gotten underway, and we're going to be pushing forward this, you know, for at least a year here, probably, as we try to gather all the dentists together that we can and do some research on this, because it's about getting them to do these screenings. But we also want to have some time to gather the data to say, you know, are people being referred, and if they are referred, you know, are they following through? And then at the end, obviously, is that making a difference? The goal of all of this is to try to keep people healthier and bring the medical care costs down for everyone. So it's a great partnership between the dental community and the medical community in ways that we haven't always seen before.
We're talking with Ari Adler, Communications Administrator for Delta Dental of Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, about the Beyond Dental Chairside Screening Project, very interesting name. And you mentioned seven area participating dentists. Can you give us their names?
Yeah, we have Dr. Lauren Hall Tate on Grand River in East Lansing.
Okay.
We have Dr. Hutchison is also on Grand Avenue in Lansing.
Okay.
We have Dr. Liu on Aurelius Road in Holt.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dr. Sadler, who is on East Lansing Drive in East Lansing. And then we have Dr. Scott Hetchler, who is on Saginaw in Lansing. We have Dr. Spencer on Saginaw Street in Lansing. And we have Dr. Zielinski, who is on Ash Street out in Mason.
Okay.
So that's our first seven who have gotten involved and really stepped up. And you know, people may have dentists that do the screening already. We have found that there are some dentists who are doing this on their own. If you have a dentist and you think, oh, my dentist does the blood pressure screening, you know, talk to them and see if they're interested in working with Delta Dental so we can get them into the next phase, which is how do we get people referred to their physicians if they need to have a further checkup.
All right, how many dentists are there in Greater Lansing?
Well, you know, that's a number I don't have off the top of my head, Jack. That's an interesting one that I haven't had to answer before.
Could you guess?
I couldn't guess on that one.
Okay.
It's just not something that we've really looked at.
Okay. I'm just guessing that this number is going to grow. The seven, if this program is successful, a lot more dentists are going to fall in line here.
I certainly do think we're going to see more dentists getting involved in doing this, because when you look at it from their perspective, too, any time that they're going to do an oral surgery, for example, they're trained to take blood pressure and make sure that that's all, you know, everything is looking good before they do anything that involves any kind of surgery. But now it's a question of maybe they should be doing these screenings and these checks to make sure that people are in, you know, top condition before they do anything at all while they're in the dental chair. So we want to get everybody involved in this.
Well, it's a very interesting concept. And if people want more information, if they have questions, they'd like to check it out on a website, what can you tell them?
They can go to our website. It's deltadentalmi.com, and there's information there on what we're doing and also how to contact us further for more information.
Delta Dental MI is in deltadentalofmichigan.com.
That's right.
Ari Adler, Delta Dental Corporate and Public Affairs, our guest here on Ebling and You. Ari, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack.
Say hi to Jess for me.
I will.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Jack Vogler, Retirement Protection Services. We're going to talk about this volatile market, volatile in a good way lately, and we're going to find out a little bit about why and what we can expect, some of the trends and some numbers here that maybe we didn't expect for a while. We'll be right back with that and much, much more coming up on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.